We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Doc Pearson. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing well, my brother. God bless you. How are you?
I guess it's all right, huh?
Yes, it's all right. God is still good, and it is all right.
All right. Tell us about your new project and what are you doing, and it's all right.
Well, I've just released a project honoring my good friend, a longtime collaborator and vocal arranger and vocal legend, Mr. Al Johnson. Al passed unexpectedly last October. And Al and I have been working together for almost 20 years together. We've been writing, producing, and recording for a long time. And I thought of this way, a lot of people know Al for his R&B side and his soul side, for all the music he's done with Gene Kahn and Norman Connors and many, many others. And very few people know about his gospel side. And he recorded a slew of songs, gospel songs, for me over the years. And I thought people just to hear some of them. So I put together this project called It's All Right. And it's 10 tracks that Al sang and recorded on, vocals on for me, featuring his vocal and honoring his life because he was a wonderful man and a wonderful friend. So It's All Right. It's featuring Mr. Al Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's also a song called God Is My Friend.
Yes, yes. That's a remake of a Marvin Gaye song that we did. Marvin Gaye did a spiritual called God Is My Friend. And we redid it, a little more up-tempo, a little more jazzy, a little more R&B-ish feel with a little gospel flavor. So it's a nice remake of Marvin Gaye's song, God and My Friend, and Al did an awesome job on the vocals on it for us.
Then there is Sweeter Than the Day Before.
Yeah, it's the current single. Song is just, it's just that, Sweeter Than the Day Before. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And what I wanted to do with that song is just kind of encourage people, because a lot of times when we come into the Lord, you know, we're in the middle of a change, in the middle of trying to change our lives, change our friends, change our associates, change different things going on in our life, and sometimes it doesn't look that good. Sometimes it gets harder before it gets better. So I wanted to encourage people that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Hold on. Keep staying with him, and things are going to always be all right, because it's all right.
Who is Doc Pearson?
Oh, boy, Doc Pearson is a child of the Most High God. I am a believer. I'm a father. I'm a husband of getting ready to celebrate 32 years of marriage, which excites me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm a man of God. And I'm also, God has blessed me the ability to write songs. He's blessed me the ability to produce songs and record songs. And so that's what I do. I give him back the gift he gave to me. And that's who I am. I'm just a regular Samo, nobody special. I'm just a regular father who's raised two daughters and a guy who's been married for 32 years to his wife and try to live as Christ would want me to live and record the music that he's given me to do, give back to him what he's given to me. So that's who Doc Pearson is. But Doc is another thing that stands for Disciple of Christ. It's an anonym I gave to a nickname I had for years. I gave an anonym to it. It stands for Disciple of Christ, and it always reminds me I have a responsibility to be a disciplined follower of Jesus Christ. That's what a disciple is. And it's a responsibility I have to always be a disciplined follower for Jesus Christ. So that's what Doc stands for, and that's who Doc Pearson is.
I like that.
Amen.
I've learned something new today, Doc. And I'll never forget it either.
Amen. Amen.
And every time I talk to you or see anything about you, I'll remember
there you go.
What Doc stands for.
Disciple of Christ.
Disciple
right.
of Christ.
There you
I
go.
Like that.
There you go. Amen.
You've been in it for a minute. Tell us how this industry has changed.
Oh, wow. You know, I guess it's like anything else. It's good and bad. As an independent artist, next year we'll celebrate our 10th year as an independent company. And it's great. I mean, I have music playing on four continents all across the world. I get calls from London and all over the place, Australia, different places. But at the same time, we don't get as much support as I think independents would should get. Some great music that's just going by the wayside in a lot of cases because our major stations won't give it the support that it needs. I thank God for shows like yours and a few others that do recognize independent artists because we need that. And I would like to see more of that because it's some great, great music. And most of our major stations are playing the same 12 songs all the time. And there's some great independent music out here that we're just missing. But thank God at the same time, people now can go to their smartphones and go to TuneIn Radio and radio different stations and get all stations all over the world. So it's good that it now has more opportunities. But at the same time, with all that, there's some accounting that has to go so that artists can get paid properly. So there's a lot of good and there's still a lot of challenges on the independent side of things. But I'd like to see more support for independent artists. I think that's something that the majors are very missing greatly.